Hello and welcome back. For those of you who are new here, my name is Shola Talbert. I am a certified master trainer and coach of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP for short, and I specialize in transforming lives. And we've been talking about how can I change my life and be happy. So let's continue to dig deeper. Now, have you ever asked yourself, how did I end up here? I certainly have. When the world around me was falling apart and my life was totally out of my control. You know, whether we like it or not, whether we are aware of it or not, at any given moment, the total of our conscious choices plus our unconscious choices puts us where we are. By unconscious choices, I mean the choices that are out of our awareness, that we're not aware of making those choices. Let me give you an example so you know what I mean and it becomes more clear. Now, not only myself, but also everyone that knows me considers me to be a strong woman. About 20 years ago, I got married to a man that, looking from outside, was every woman's dream. He was handsome, had a good job, educated, attentive in public, spoke well, was good dresser, was looking for a strong woman to be with. We believed the same things, had the same values, etc., etc., etc. So it looked like a match made in heaven. Oh, he had shared with me that he was abused by his stepfather in every sense you can think of, you can imagine, for years and years. And he had claimed his mom didn't know anything about it and he wasn't going to tell her, despite a number of therapists telling him he needed to. But he thought that he was over the abuse. And another important piece of information that I unconsciously forgot, he had shared with me, was that most of his relationship had ended with the girlfriend being a strong woman first, but as the relationship went on, the person changed, the personality changed, and the girlfriend became needy. Yeah. So to make the long story short, it didn't take long before the real, let's call him Mr. X, came out to introduce himself. That was the beginning of 6 years of emotional and verbal abuse in our marriage. And if you know anything about abuse, the scars created by emotional abuse are much deeper than physical or verbal abuse. Well, Mr. X was very well aware of the fact that when I said I do, I meant it. And I hated the word divorce. So I wasn't going to go file for divorce. I would put up with everything. Now, all the while we were married, everyone around me was noticing that I was fading away. I was no longer the high-spirited, the strong woman I once was. Oh boy, I felt so sorry for myself. Poor me. I was being abused and it wasn't my doing. I had lost control of my life and I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I distinctly remember every night praying that I would not wake up the next morning, because it wasn't me that was doing the abuse to me. It was him, and I couldn't do anything about it, and I wasn't going to commit suicide. I don't believe in that. By the way, I had a strong support group around me that verified my belief about poor me. You see, as long as I was pushing the cause, meaning taking responsibility for allowing the abuse to continue outside of me, I can't under any circumstances get the learnings, get the lessons. So I can't unchoose something that isn't me. And I'm not going to get the choice. So one day I said, what happened to me? This sucks. I hate it. How did I end up here? And I have to say, in his defense, he didn't lie. He was very truthful about his past. Oh, and on the other hand, I unconsciously chose to ignore all the things he told me about himself. Now I get how I created it unconsciously. Now, How do I uncreate it? So I took responsibility. I began to see how I caused the pain in my own life. I chose to be at the cause of it. And then I decided change that cause. So on Christmas Day 2003, I chose something different. That's a really important concept. I chose something different. Now, was it easy? No, it took a lot of courage and determination on my part. I was willing to do whatever it took to take back my life. Did I do it on my own? No. I hired a professional coach to help me, guide me, not advising me, pay attention, not advising me, guiding me step by step to pull out all the resources I had within me to take responsibility and be at cause. By the way, I'm not saying that you created all the bad things that happened to you. Please don't misunderstand me. What I am saying, the sum total of our conscious choices plus our unconscious choices puts us where we are today. And that's what I mean by results versus reasons or excuses too. Yeah? So one of the questions that you're going to have to answer for yourself is, which side of life's equation are you on? Are you at the cause side and creating the results that you want? Or are you at the effect side and things are done to you, being done to you, as if you had no control? Because as long as we're pushing the cause outside of ourselves, we're not getting results. I suppose we are getting results, but not the results we want, yeah? Which side are you on? You decide. You know what's best for you. I create all the things that happen in my life. I am in charge. I'm in control. Or are you on the effect side where things are done to me? Things happen to me. I am the victim. You decide. You know what's best for you. You know, people who are very successful in business, regardless of how the economy goes, you know, even if the economy is going down and it's recession, these people are very successful. So what makes those people successful? And there are people that are not successful in business, even when the economy is booming. So my intention for you is to be inspired to change what is not working, to take charge of your life. Personally and professionally, to get results and learn how to be in charge and how to keep doing what they're doing successfully, regardless of the outside conditions. But that means that those people will assume the cost side, the responsibility, and the results of their actions and doing. Are you ready to take control, to change your mindset and be at cause? So why don't you pretend that every experience that you go through is of your own creation and you're totally at cause for it, only to see how it is. It's just a pretense, yeah? Try it on, because if you never try it on, it's just a theory and you don't know how it is. See how it works. Would you agree to play this game? That'd be great. It will give you a whole new experience. Thank you for giving me your time. I appreciate you. If you got value, please be sure to subscribe and come back to visit us again as we dig deeper into our behaviors and beliefs and ways we can permanently change what's not working in our life. If you're ready to grow personally or professionally, or you may have an interest in becoming a certified coach, I teach what I do, or perhaps you may want to receive coaching on one-on-one coaching, spend some time on our website at www.nlpsuccesscoaches.com. Take a look around and then be sure to reach out to me by phone 949-522-1615 or email me info@nlpsuccesscoaches.com. This is Sholeh Talbert wishing you well, and I see you next week.